BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says that more than 170 people have been killed on Friday following the collapse of a seven-day ceasefire. Israel earlier dropped leaflets in parts of southern Gaza warning people to evacuate. Paul Adams reports from Jerusalem.
After a respite that lasted one precious week, the sound of war returned to Gaza. Israel had been warning of this for days. It said its warplanes attacked 200 targets throughout the Gaza Strip. Children were once again among the dead and the wounded. Hospitals, already overcrowded, were full of chaotic scenes. For the first time in a week, aid deliveries ground to a halt. Amid disagreements over the release of hostages, Israel and Hamas blamed each other for breaking the terms of the truce. Late in the evening, reports from Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip spoke of some of the heaviest bombardment yet.
Israel says it will not renew the visa of the United Nations top humanitarian aid official for Gaza and the occupied West Bank. Last month, the Israeli Foreign Ministry accused Canadian-born Lynn Hastings of failing to be impartial and objective. The allegation is rejected by the UN. A UN spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, said there had been some very public attacks against Ms. Hastings, which were utterly unacceptable.
The Secretary General's full confidence in Ms. Hastings, the way she's conducted herself and the way she's done her work, being the humanitarian coordinator in the occupied Palestinian territory, is challenging work, to say the least, both in terms of the humanitarian situation and the political situation.
The UN Security Council has voted to end its political mission in Sudan from Sunday, following a request by the government in Khartoum last month. Sudan has been ravaged by 7 months of civil war between the army and a rival paramilitary group. UN missions can only operate with the host country's consent. The United Nations has formally lifted restrictions on weapons deliveries to Somalia's government more than 30 years after it was first imposed a full arms embargo on the country. David Bamford reports.
The UN Security Council in New York adopted a British-drafted resolution allowing weapons to be provided to Mogadishu to help its army fight off a 17-year insurgency by the Islamist militia Al-Shabaab. A total arms embargo had been in effect since 1992, when Somalia's central government collapsed, plunging the country into a civil war. Last week, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed said the army would expel al-Shabaab within a year. An African Union peacekeeping force based in Somalia has begun withdrawing in anticipation of the government army taking over security duties.
BBC News. A senior Ukrainian official has told the BBC that the country's security services caused two explosions on railways deep inside Russia. Both attacks reportedly hit the Baikal-Amur line, a key artery which runs to the Russian border with China. The extent of the damage is unclear. Police in Spain have arrested a man wanted in the United States for allegedly conspiring with cryptocurrency experts to help North Korea evade US sanctions. Alejandro Caudebanos, a Spanish national who calls himself a special delegate for the government of North Korea, was detained while travelling under a false identity. Peru's Supreme Court has ruled that a pardon granted to the country's former president, Alberto Fujimori, is inadmissible and that Mr. Fujimori, who's 85, should remain in jail. This reverses a decision made earlier this week by Peru's Constitutional Court. Judges at the highest United Nations court have told Venezuela not to undermine neighbouring Guyana's control of a disputed oil-rich region. The International Court of Justice was ruling on a case brought by Guyana to halt a Venezuelan referendum scheduled for Sunday. The socialist government wants voters to support its claim to Essequibo, an area which makes up about two-thirds of Guyana's entire territory. Guyana's Vice President Bharat Jagdeo welcomed the ICJ ruling.
Venezuela will have to refrain from taking any action in the territory that we control by virtue of the 1899 arbitral award. So that's a strong ruling from the court, and we hope that Venezuela would comply with the ruling of the court.
Tens of thousands of Ethiopians have headed to the city of Aksum for a religious festival, which is taking place for the first time in several years because of the civil war in Tigray.